the attention to healing, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things and give yourself entirely to them, that you progress, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear. This is the Father, you will. In this passage, St. Paul is addressing St. Timothy as the bishop, and he giving him some advice regarding the service. And actually, he gave him six advice. I'm explaining the first one, this one is by Sylvia. So, first I spoke about this for I think very soon. So just six advice other than this one. And I think these 6 points we can build from these 6 points in our service. But before I speak about these 6 points, I want to say something. These 6 points should be taken very, very seriously. You know what? Why 6 points should be taken very seriously? The last verse is the key verse. For in doing this, you will see both yourself and those who hear you. In doing this, only in doing this, only in keeping this, you will see both yourself and others. So, if we don't do these things, my own salvation will be in danger. I'm risking my own salvation. So I cannot be, I cannot say that I repent and change my right work on my own salvation. Meanwhile, I'm not giving the right attention to the service. If I'm giving the right attention to the service, this will lead me my own salvation. But if I am not giving the right attention to the service, I am putting my salvation at risk. And as in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Holy said, this person, he will be saved likewise. So it should be very, very hard. He didn't say impossible, but he said it's very hard. His salvation would be an initial risk. And then he will be saved from that. Just, I start with this point because I want you to put your mind in your heart. This word, I'm not just because the administration of servant, this whole servant, making something of servant, and they said, and you leave, and I leave, and they said, so. No. These points are around your own salvation. The first advice he gave to St. Paul is to attempt be an example. Be an example. And he told him, be an example in words, in conduct, in love, spirit, in faith, in pure. Be an example. As for this school, sir, you should watch the way you talk. be example in order. We cannot talk like the other. Our language, the way we talk, should manifest, I should reveal us and manifest us as servants of Christ, as ambassadors of Christ. And unfortunately, many of these good servants react differently in their work, their jobs, their house, and sometimes in the front of each other. In one of the conventions, I heard many negative things happen by some place to say. And I wonder about this be an example in the world. How can we have a peaceful teaching and the people advise you this is me laughing or joking like the world? Of course, this will happen. In context, the way we live, the way we dress, the way we deal with one another, it's very important. We should be distinguished as servants of God. And believe me, I think I told you this before. Let me ask you this question. How many of you can recall a sermon or some musical lesson that you heard it in your child? How many lessons do you know? So if you recall one day, and how many lessons do you know? How many lessons? I mean, a good one. It's simple. Let me ask you another question. How many of you record how your political self acted and behaved before you? How many of you record? It's simple. Teaching by example is much more important than you will. Maybe you will forget what I'm saying right now, but I'm sure you keep in your mind the way now I'm standing for prayer, the way I talk, the way I deal with others. So if I talk to you to love one another, and you saw me dealing with people, you know, without showing or expressing the Christian, what is the matter? Be an example in way, in conduct, in spirit, your strength. You know, you, as the gospel of the day, I said, you can or own. You have to have this spirit of meekness and gentleness. That's what it's called teaching. Learn among wolves. Some people complain that they are nervous or they lose their temper because they are serving for mainstream, Christian people, hard people, hard people. And that's why they justify their behavior because the people are not making it. But the Lord said, no. I send you as one out of them, a man among wolves. And you shouldn't lose your quality as an act, as a meaning. So be thankful. Yes, to the leaders, in work, in conduct, in love. In love. You know, I talked about this, I think that's what the question was mentioned before, love you. I'm not about it. God asking us to love our people. And how many times we don't know about it. And the same time we respond. So actually, if we didn't learn how to love my relatives, or my family, or my parents, or my wife, or my husband, or my children, How can I not meet him? And how can I teach my children, my students, to love one another? Why are we missing this love to them? And they don't feel this love. There is no bond of love. Believe me, if you still feel this love in you, you don't need to give them any sense of love. Because you will be their sense. And you will let the love grow in this man and be connected with you. See, you have something for you to see, to you no shape, no trouble, no problem. I stop your life here. And I hope you are a God, you never see you. Children of God, why the man? Not chicken. Not kitchen. But for that, this is sharing.
You encourage your
very important. Very, very important. During the event, when you ask during class the time, very, very important question. Now, usually, during the time of second, they ask you this question. Do you think 15 or 15 or 17? And believe me, I'm not lying. Believe me. But I ask them, where our Lord Jesus Christ is my time? Several times I give this answer in the night. The question that should come. So this is very simple. And several times I give the same answer. You are very ignorant. Although we have the richest resources. Our church is very, very rich with the resources of the funds. Now, with the evangelic conference, Father Peter Pickles shared the story about the evangelic preacher who went to Romania to convert them from Orthodoxy to Protestant. So, before he went there, he was prepared with himself. And in Romania, most of them are Orthodox. So he started to believe about Orthodox. Just to be able to discuss and argue with them and to convert them to Protestantism. And he quickly agreed a lot of Protestants. And what happened? He became Orthodox. That's another thing. He read a lot of books. And instead of arguing and reaching them to convert to Orthodox, to Protestant, he himself became Orthodox. And now he's pleased in the Anglican Church. We need to define ourselves and our children by reading. So, please, I mean, any lesson. I want you to put the comments and to speak in faith on the things and public issues. And you, so this good lesson should reflect your reading when you are calling from something else, or calling from some spirit, or calling from John, from Augustine, from Peter, even whatever. This shows that your lesson is enriched. So the first advice, be an example. Second advice, give attention to reading. The third advice, he told me, give attention to exhortation, to doctrine. In Arabic, it says, give attention to exhortation, and teaching. You want to study. Philip, yeah, I'm okay, my brother. What is the difference between exhortation and teaching? It's because you want to you to read spiritual. But as I remember, I was speaking with you about the spiritual world. It was a family preaching. Okay. So, more than 90% of our lessons are in quotation. Actually, unfortunately, teaching and doctrine disappear from our reason. You know what? Because exhortation is easy, but teaching is prepared to read. And to prepare a lesson about prayer, you will, you know, just think what you recall pode chegar para a criança e mudar um pouco de vez. Vai passar este primeiro mês, para se chamar de acordo, se querer processar, para que mais não se processar. Eu não sei se recolho, é recolho que pode ser o normal, e o que é que são pessoas. Na grande solar, o Chichi andou de frente. Então, appear for all reasons. The Catholic Church is way from with teaching and doctrine. You know, the school of Alexandria is founded to teach the doctrines of the Church. And here, the third commandment can put it to test. And it is the one way. Give attention to exhortation and teaching. But I want you to notice before he said to them, give attention to exhortation and teaching or doctrine, don't pay attention to what reading. So actually, the exhortation and teaching should be the fruit of his being. But I wonder, what is the point of Messiah? You know, yeah, he didn't have all the resources. And the father of the church, you know. But it was a command to read and to search for the Bible. Now we are very, very, very rich. And we have more than what we can. And we are not as strong as we are. Or as we were. So, give attention to exhortation and to teaching. Can you get back? Shall we? Or, if Shakurati, yeah, broken, Shakurati, I am comfortable with it. And I shall help. Many from this good segment did not prepare, and if this something not happen, it's prepared from them. She said, I'm not prepared. So this person over and over and over. As if the spirit cannot give it anymore. But he gave it 5 years ago, he said, I'm not going to exist to my body. That is, it is the attention to the position and to the teaching. That's what we would like to teach. This attitude is not practical. We have to keep on teaching and giving suspicion. Okay. And again, if we don't give attention to this, we are risking our own. So you can also speak up to this position and I have this perspective. This is the way of being here in the word of the Father, so there's a lot of money out there to be in the Father. So we need to be able to speak the same way. Just push the word of God, correct it. And I think so. And maybe having this position, just put all the names in your email list and send it to them. Push the word of God. Now, what's going to happen? The government service came to sacrifice our service. This service. Okay. The fourth command, the fifth command, do not neglect the gift that is in you. Some of the things which were which was given to you by prophecy with the name of one of the hands of the English. And the people of the Lord. The Lord is the gift. God gives you a gift to participate with Him in preaching and establishing the kingdom of God. So the Lord is the gift. And if you speak about your thinking spiritually, because we will be confident we seldom believe. Maybe almost every man or the church believes in some but how many of them are practicing spiritually? I don't know. We are thinking about a lot of and too many girls trying to attend this church, much like the other girls, you know, you try to be teacher, maybe private school, business school, but after high school, they need some teacher. And many of the servants, and this is from your minister, are being, and maybe the last time in Roma, the way the Sonia is not because of the idea people have responsibility and protect you to have accountable before God. Because we take this responsibility and this gift not to bring it, but to you. If I bring it, you are accountable for it. I want to just think about the one thing they take it as a gift. And again, for you know, the community teaches, what is the gift? God trusts you with gift. The most people, we have to multiply and we have to grow. But many of us, you know, just one thing. So, why not taking the serious? With the serious, we forget that we are accountable for God. God will ask you about every name in your life. God will ask you. Please go and read in chapter 4, the fact of God. Please don't read. You know, this subject is very, very important. How to learn the miracle of God. And I think it's considered in English. Go to it. Let's go on. We should count the name. We have the miracle. And what to do for it. And you hope that him you meditate on this thing. Meditate means keep things in your mind all the time. So you should remind yourself, be an example, give attention to it, give attention to association, give attention to teaching, promote the credit to the gift that is. That is. Commandment here. This gift should be multiplied. Should be multiplied. Should be fruitful. That's why he said to them, give yourself entirely to them. Give yourself entirely to them for his commandments. That your progress may be able to grow. Give yourself entirely to them. In other parables, the talent. The first one who had 5 talents, he got another 5. And he who had 2 talents, he got another 2. But the one who had 1 talent, very got punished. Although he didn't kill, he got punished. So God wants you to break through, and to break both. When God said to the disciples, he didn't choose me, but I chose you. And I sent you to do what? To break through. That your progress may be evident to all. So you need to grow and apply in new services. And the only way to grow and apply when we get ourselves inspired to put practical and then we inspire, give yourself the time. How we would give ourselves the time to say, if I give ourselves the time to say, where are the rest of this person? What do I say? Usually our excuse we don't have time. Don't have time means when we are not giving ourselves in time. The way we were taught how to get this good sermon is you are number one for this good sermon. Number two, you be husband or wife, father for you. Number three, you are teacher, teacher. Number one, even before you can get for being a father or a husband or a mother or a sister, you are to be exclusive. You are to be out of position. That's number one. I think you remember the story that I told you to share with the same father of you before, and how God sits from the 11 people who were killed. How God sits to Israel and to another and to us. Don't go and tell you. The only one to be on. So don't go and fix it. You are here with the service. So now you are on service. Even don't go and break your own heart. And that's the same. Don't go and bury your own heart. And so that's for three excuses. Don't focus on this whole thing. Don't go to the service. Don't go to the meeting. Don't pretend anything. Treat him as an individual one next to you. Give yourself in time to be an example. After that, take a question to you. Take a short exhortation and teach. Don't forget to get yourself in you. Give yourself in time to them that you probably. And the last commandment he gives to him is don't forget yourself and your own salvation in the next. So he says, take heed to yourself and the doctrine. Continue in the next. I think in Arabic it's clearer than English. As the Bible wants to tell you. You should examine yourself continuously with the words that you are teaching. So, you ask yourself, are you living with the same life that you are teaching? For example, now, while I'm giving you this example with these 6 points, I should ask myself, now, while I'm speaking to you, I should have listened to this sermon to myself. Am I giving myself an example? Am I giving attention to reading? Am I giving attention to meditation and speech? Am I neglecting the gift of the Holy Spirit? Am I giving myself to charity? This helps you examine yourself. Because, like what the Father said, when this book is shared, sometimes it can be like the book of the church, the church, or the bridge. Not the bell of the church. In fact, every person attended the church. But the bell all the time attended the church. We never attended. Sometimes we invite all the people to participate in the grace of God, but we never felt the living spirit. For the church, then all the time, transfer people from this side to this side. From the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of love. But the bridge itself doesn't. So don't be like a bridge, don't be like a bridge. Then invite people to that and invite to your own salvation. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Watch yourself, invent yourself on these words. And see, are you living up to the example? When you preach about faith, you should number one address was just, and this way, keeping the justice of the country, that was, you know, coming to the event. You didn't have the strength, the courage, to defend yourself, to defend yourself. Don't just look at somebody wanting to change the constitution. Those are the things. You need to defend yourself, clinically, and see how far you get it. What are the decisions that you need to do in life to change your life? So, these 6 points, and from these 2 statements, we should keep in mind. Because without these 6 points, we are risking by putting our salvation, not only our salvation, the salvation of others, in this. The 6 points are. The end example, reading, interpretation and teaching. The Lord neglects the gift of the meal. Keep yourself higher to this. And you didn't give the very time. Take heed to yourself. Thank you.